do I associate with people who I respect and admire? Do I associate with people that I want to be with, that I want to be known for being with? Do I associate with bank robbers or murderers or thieves? Do I associate with people who are unkind? Do I associate with dictators? Who do I associate with? And when I associate with someone who respects who I associate with, then I am truly associating very well with all that is good. How can I associate with all that is good and beautiful and wonderful if I allow myself ever to associate with people who do not believe as I do? I believe in unconditional love. I believe in peace. I believe in joy. I believe in magic. I believe in God. And I believe that all is good and beautiful. Now, if for one moment I believe in something, and then I allow something to come in my world where they do not believe in what I believe in, then I am not a very proper person. I am not a very good person. I'm not a bad person. Surround myself with the pure white light of love and with all that is good and beautiful. Now, Ellen is a proponent of our president, Obama. Ellen and I feel Obama is a very marvelous president, and he is a very divinely guided president. He is a superior man in every way. He and his family are beautiful beings. They make a beautiful first family. And the first lady may make some mistakes as far as some people are concerned, but as far as we're concerned, we're very supportive. Every moment that we think about Obama and the activities that he's in, we surround him with our pure white light of love. We surround him with our happiness, our joy. We surround him with our support to accomplish all the marvelous things that he has set forth for his administration to fulfill. And he certainly is having a rough time doing a lot of it, but he is standing forth as though he is not having a rough time doing it. He's standing forth with the idea that all is in divine order. He's standing forth with the idea that he is a very proper president, doing a very proper job, and the people love him, and he loves what he is doing and who he is. Now, if I surround myself with people who don't love President Obama, then I am allowing myself to support people who have opposite opinions and attitudes toward the president. I am allowing myself to surround myself with a consciousness, with a power of beings who are not harmonious with what the president is doing. Now, do I want to do that? Well, theoretically, no. Do I do that? Yes. Whenever I listen to negative diatribes about what the president is doing, negative attitudes about what he's trying to accomplish, or that what he's trying to accomplish is not good or beneficial for the country, whenever I listen to that, I am giving it support. When I constantly surround myself with the pure white light of love, I constantly surround myself with the idea that the president is a good man, doing a beautiful work, doing a wonderful work, then I am supporting him with all my heart. Now, his organization, as every political organization says, send me money to help support the program we are promoting. And so we send him money, and we support him, and we believe in him, and we say everything good about him. And yet we still allow a little rattlesnake to be in our corner, who snaps at us every time we say the word Obama, who snaps at us every time we say that the president is guided by the divine, guided by his ideal, guided by my ideal. Every time. Now, why do I do that? Well, you'd think that I can do my utmost to get that little rattlesnake out of there. and I'd get that little viper out of my life. He doesn't need to be there. My life is peace and harmony and goodness. And if I have anybody who has a contrary opinion to what I believe, I am lying to myself. I say I believe Obama is a fantastic president, and then I talk with people who don't believe that. Now, should I talk with people who don't believe that? Should I talk with people who have contrary opinions to my own about Obama, our president? And the answer is no. There is nothing I can do to go out and write letters or talk about him or support him in any way except through my consciousness. And that's the biggest program I can use to support what I believe. And when I believe in truth, I support it by my every thought about it. When I believe in love, I support it by my every thought about it. When I believe in harmony and truth, I support it by my every thought about it. And if I allow anyone to come into my world and say something to me, then I know how important to me. This woman can say, oh, you look sick. Oh, you look terrible. Oh, your red head gone through a bad night. Oh, what happened to you? Did you lose a bed or something? Mind. Who needs that kind of an attitude in their world? Who needs that kind of a thought in their life? Not I, certainly. Not you. What is it that we're training ourselves in? We're training ourselves in the power of our mind, the power of our thought, the power that every thought we think is a power unto itself to accomplish whatever it is thought about. So if I am thinking thoughts of love and peace and joy and harmony and wonder, then that's what I'm getting. If I'm thinking thoughts of negativity of any kind, I am empowering those thoughts to be a reality in my life. And truly, is that what I want? Is that what I want, to have those things be a reality in my life? Do I want to have those things be the truth about me? If you say to me, Herb, your mother was a terrible lady. Your mother was this and that and the other thing. Herb, your mother was bad. And I say, just a minute. No one badmouths anyone in my family. My family is surrounded by the pure white light of love. My family is beautiful. My family is good. And you don't say one single word negative about my family. Positive, be my guest. But one single word negative, not in my world. Not in my life, not from anyone in my world. And I give you permission to be in my world, so therefore I approve of what you are and what you say. And so if you talk badly about my mom, no way, no way. If you talk badly about any member of my family, no way. If you think badly about any member of my family, oh yeah, they once said my mom stole a pencil from the table. Later, they found the pencil was in someone else's possession, and it wasn't anything to do with my mother. Now, did they still believe that my mother stole that pencil? Did they still, when you think of it, do you think, oh, your mother stole the pencil? Yes, your mother did this. And those things may have been as far from the truth as anything can ever be, and yet they are what we have in our consciousness. They are what we have in our thought system. They are what we believe. So if someone comes to you and says, Obama, that fantastic guy, he is a pig, he is simpleton, he is doing wrong, he is going the wrong direction, he is making this nation into something bad. And then they try to talk to you, and you say to them, just a minute. My only responsibility in this world is to see everything good and call it good and create it good in my world. And I create Mr. Obama as the ideal president. I create Mrs. Obama as the ideal first lady. I create the White House as a beautiful place of administration for the good of the people. And I create all of our legislators as being the ideal legislators, no matter what party they're in, no matter what their attitudes may be. I see them all as ideal legislators. And if anyone comes in my world, says that our nation is not a good nation. Our nation is not a good nation. Our nation is not an ideal nation. Then I don't know anything about them. I don't know anything at all about them. And I never will. Because all in my world are beautiful and good. All in my world are what my thoughts are about them. And my thoughts about all in my world are good and very good. I live in this world of peace and harmony, of goodness, of right action, of truth. And because I live in this world of peace and harmony, right action, and good, it is done for me. And it is done beautifully, and it is done now. For such is my direction, my life. Such is my direction of my world. And I allow no thought in my world contrary to what I believe. I allow no thought in my world contrary to what I believe. I allow no thought in my world contrary to what I believe. Every thought in my world is a thought of what I believe. Every thought in my world is a thought of who and what I am. Every thought in my world is a demonstration of the magnificence that I am. And all is good and very good. And every thought in my world is good and very good. And I am good and very good. Because that's the truth about me, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.